Mr. Guglielmo.
Chairman, can I quickly jump into that? I'm more than happy to take that to county and to ensure that the seasonal additional congestion that is generated will be taken into consideration. I agree with you 100%. I don't accept the fact that they've got their own modelling. I believe there's been a new government document that has been recently issued on transport that takes on tourism. And that's, I'm not sure, I don't know what it contains. It's only just been released. But I'm more than happy to take that to my transport board, a county. And I would want very much them to take into consideration the extra influx of traffic that we have in our district.
Chairman, if I may,
I welcome what Councillor Guglielmi has just said. And I would like, if it's possible, that it could be added to our recommendation, what Councillor Guglielmi said.
Well,
because I want it minuted. I want that to be in minuted. Black and white. And if we are going to propose something, then I want that down in black and white. So, Joe Public, no, we are actually taking this seriously.
Yeah. I'll take that under advisement and come back to you on that, Councillor. Councillor Bray.
Thank you, Chair. If I heard correctly, I heard freighting roundabout mentioned as a problem. And I was a bit surprised not to hear Wheelie Roundabout mentioned as a problem, since the two sort of are reliant on each other. And we know that Wheelie Roundabout is already a problem. Anybody who's using it regularly will know that for sure. It's not going to get any better, is it? Because we are talking about circa. It is there, yeah. But during the officers mentioned. And I think the piece of road, and I've mentioned this many times before, between Wheelie Roundabout and Freighting Roundabout is our bottleneck. It's a huge problem. I take on board what Councillor Scott said there as well. We are a holiday resort, and we are being treated with it as a one-size-fits-all. So if you can do that, Councillor Guglielmi, that would be excellent if you can bring that forward. But I really think that far more attention needs to be paid to the gap between Wheelie and Freighting Roundabout. That's a real problem. It's single carriageway, dual carriageway, effectively both ends, and then it becomes a problem. That's where the bottleneck is. So it's no good at looking one end of it. It needs to be looked at both ends. It's a bigger picture. We're potentially looking at, between Frinton, Walton, Clacton and Wheelie, adding an additional 6,000 properties in there. 1,500 Wheelie, 4,000 Clacton, 500 Frinton, Walton. That's 6,000 properties. That's potentially, assuming only 1.5 cars a house, that's another 9,000 cars all trying to squeeze their way up that carriageway at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I've heard the argument that there's a railway line, but let's be realistic, 95% of people won't be using it. So in realism, that if there's a problem, that's where it is, and I'd really like people to pay a lot of attention to that problem. I accept what Councillor Scott says. There are some other areas also that need looking at, some of the junctions of what we're looking at. We are a holiday area. In the recent conversation we had with officers from Essex County Council, they didn't seem to understand that very well, and they were doing most of their assessments during school time, when actually we're busier during the 6 weeks, and I believe quite a few of us mentioned that quite rightly. I'm hoping they took that on board, but I'd like, if you could, you to mention it to them again, because when people tell me Essex County Council are sorting it out, it doesn't leave me inspired. Thank you.
So, Val.
Yeah, I'll follow on from Councillor Gray, actually. It's not just when it stops at Wheelie Roundabout. It goes through right through to...
Yeah, gotcha.
We do need engagement with tendering councillors of Essex County Council. They have the junction at, when you've been through Thorpe High Street, you have a roundabout there, which is, at normal times, Thorpe High Street is a dreadful thing anyway. So I think we really need to engage tendering councillors on this with Essex County Council, and I'd be very pleased if you take it back.
We're actually, just rather than belabouring this point any further, we are working on a change to the recommendation to encompass this. Right, Councillor Howard.
Thank you, Chair. I must apologise, I've got a few points. On that transport modelling, it states there to be commissioned by Essex County Council on behalf of Tendring District Council. I assume there's some sort of process there, but it would be nice if this document actually made it clearer or could make it not on behalf of Tendring District Council, but, you know, in consultation and on behalf, or something along those lines, to reflect that we've got some input, because this seems to indicate that we don't have any input into it. It's just done on our behalf. So I think we need to be a bit stronger about that aspect. On page Very quickly on page 35, I agree with what Carlo said about the tendering. It's a bit disappointing to see that we don't seem to be playing our part. I obviously appreciate efficiencies, as you can imagine. But having said that, I think perhaps we should be more active. On page 39, I have some concerns with the table, as I often do with tables, as do other councillors. I think it's a little disappointing to find that four boxes are formatted as percentages instead of numbers with points after them. I mean, it doesn't actually alter the effect. So the top three on item one, say, is 100 and, it's quite hard to read on red anyway, it says something like 106.8, 152.2 and 97%. Presumably that should be 0.97, 1.53 and 1.06, I'm guessing. I'd like confirmation of that. And similarly on six in that table on page 39, it says in column three, 122.3%. I assume that should be 1.223. That's what I'm assuming. So if you could confirm that in a minute, that would be great. And obviously it would be nice if they were checked first. On page 42, I'll rattle through these observations. It's very refreshing to see this glowing description of Dover Court Town Centre. I mean, you know, I'd like to think it really was this good, and the way they talk about it. They say the trading environment appears buoyant. The consultant's assessment indicates that Dover Court Town Centre is generally a vibrant and healthy centre. Well, that's lovely to hear. It didn't seem to be like that last time I went. Page 49, I notice on there, it talks about Horsley Cross. It states that the...
Thank you.
Sorry. It states that the Horsley Cross tendering Europark Northern site has been evaluated and a recommendation made not to allocate this site. It sort of sneaks in there a little bit. The southern site benefits from planning permission, but lack of progress indicates the weakness of the site in location and market terms. If development does not take place at the southern site, then consideration should be given to not extending the planning permission at the appropriate time. Well, to some extent, I have some sympathy with that, but I do find it a little interesting given how long the argument went on about putting Horsley Cross into the local plan. It went on for years. It went on for years before I even became
still
a councillor.
Going on by the sound of
and
it.
I became a councillor 5 years ago. So I find it a bit of a dichotomy when you start looking at Pond Hall Farm East down in Harwich, because that one was allocated for many years, never developed. No talk of taking that out of the plan. That's still in the plan. So I'm just wondering why suddenly we're seeing Horsley Cross slid out of this. I don't doubt it may not be developed, but the point is this seems a bit premature to me. And then the final point I was really concerned about is on page 36, which is about revisiting the housing need. So we talk about on here... the ONS, subnational population projections. We talk about DCLG, new household projections based upon 2014 population projections. In August 2016, we're referring to their East of England forecasting model. And finally, we've got Peter Brett, who's reviewing all of this to produce and update the OAHN for the SHMA. So it's a little concerning that we're now looking at all these different projections and forecasts and whatever we choose to call them, when we spent many, many, many months talking about these. To be honest, I think we talked about them a little too much, or I'd like to have seen us moved on a little quicker. But having said that, we're now revisiting it again. So I think we're in danger of getting into the situation where if we reopen this and go through this again and keep doing this, we're just going to delay this plan because we will find that councillors will, understandably, keep asking questions about the latest models, the latest figures. So, you know, if it doesn't make any fundamental difference to the result of this particular assessment, then I suspect there'll be no major arguments. But if it pushed it down, I suspect there'd be no major arguments, but I think that's unlikely. But if it pushed it up beyond 600, I think there'll be a lot of arguments, and this plan's at risk of not sticking to this timetable. Those are my points. Thank you.